Good morning. Today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Samach Vav. We will pick up from daf Samach Hei Amabez. We will actually pick up from the last skinny line. So yesterday, the primary topic of the daf was all about when you measure or at what point you measure the keren payment, both the principal payment if you steal something, as well as the kefel and the dalet vehei payment. So we saw yesterday that there is a distinction in that keren is ke'en sheganav. Keren is measured from the time of the theft, and kefel and dalet vehei are typically mentioned kishas hamada bedin. They're measured at the time that that the judgment is assessed. In other words, after the theft, at the time when finally the nignav is tovea, the ganav in court, and the ganav has to repay for what he stole. Today we're going to focus primarily on the topic of shinui, and whether shinui is kone, and what type of shinui might be kone, and the ramification that might have on somebody, on a ganav who has to repay something. So we'll start again from the last skinny line on Samachayim Abayz. Amar Ravi Loi. So says Ravi Loi, ganav tle v'nasa ayil, if you steal a tle, and then it turns into an ayil, in other words, it just matures, it grows up. Egel v'nasa shor, if you steal a calf, and then it grows into a shor. Nase shinui b'yado v'kano. It has undergone a change, and therefore you are konet tavach umachar shalo tavach shalo umocher. As a result, so this is an object that you stole, and then it underwent a shinui. When you sell the animal or when you shech the animal, you're not chayef to pay dalet vehei, because it's considered as if you're shechting or you sold your own animal because of the shinui that the animal has undergone. Rashi explains, b'shinui laha milsa dim tavach umachar shalo tavach hu pater me dalet vehei aval keren v'kefel mishalim. However, you do have to pay keren v'kefel. Why? Because after all, you did steal something. Keren ki hashta the kefel shein shaganav, oh kishas hamada bedin, and you pay the kefel either from the time, either measured at the time that you stole or measured at the time of hamada bedin. I thought we said yesterday that you have to pay it from kishas hamada bedin. We'll see in the Gemara that it depends on what exactly you're repaying with. But Esvei, in the meantime, asks the Gemara kasha on this principle that shinui has the ability to be kones. Esvei Rav Chanina le Ravi Loi, ganav tle v'nasa ayil, egel v'nasa shor, mishalim tishlumei kefel v'tashlumei arba. You have to pay Tashlumei Kefel and Tashlumei Arba V'Chamisha from the time or measured as of the time that you stole the animal. So says the Gemara, Vizal Kadaita Kanya B'Shinui, and if you want to say that you're Konet with a Shinui, you're Konet when the animal matures and it goes from being a Tlet to an Ayil or from an Egel to a Shar. Amai Mishalem Shalo Tavayach Shalo Mocher. Forget about when you have to assess the payment, or forget about how the payment is measured. Why do you have to make the payment altogether? I thought you told me that if it undergoes a shinui, then you're kona and shalom tavach shalom mocher, that it's as if you're selling or you're shechting your own animal. So why do you have to make any payments? Amar lei. So he responds, velamai shinui lo kani. So what are you going to say? That shinui is not kona, and that's why you have to make the dalet vehei payment? But in that case, amai mishalem ke'in sheganav v'shalem ki hashta. In that case, why are you locking in the dalet vehei payment as of the time that you stole the animal? You should make the dalet vehei payment as of the time that you're actually having the hamada bedin, because the animal was stolen. It has continued to remain. It has continued to remain stolen property, and therefore you should be required to reimburse the owner for the dalet vehei as of the time that you actually shecht or sell the animal, as of the time of the amada bedin. Why do you go back to the shas hagneva? Amar lei ki hashta hainu taima d'lo mishalem mishum d'amar lei Torah tura ganvi mimcha dichra ganvi mimcha. So he says, well, the reason that you don't pay kishas amada bedin is because kishas amada bedin, even though shinu is not kone, so it's still considered as if you're being taveach, as if you're being mocher, something that you stole, still you could tell the guy, you could tell the victim, why do I have to reimburse you for the worth of the animal as of today? The animal is much more mature today. Did I steal from you an ayil? Did I steal from you a shor? No, I stole from you a little lamb. I stole from you a little calf. So that's why he only has to pay from kishas hagneva, not kishas hamada bedin. So he said, Rachmana lislam mehai daita. The Ribbono Shel Olam should save us from your rationale. Why? So what does this mean? Because if the taina of the ganav is strong enough when he says, "Oh, did I steal a ram? Did I steal an ox?" Then the fact that he can make that taina and justify why he should pay kishas hagneva and not kishas hamada bedin, you should extend that taina and say not only that, but it's a shinui and you shouldn't have to pay at all. Because if the taina is valid, if the taina is, well, this isn't what I stole. This is a much more mature animal. I stole a little baby animal. Well, if that's a real shinui, then you shouldn't have to pay at all. So he said, no, Adarabba, Ribbono Shel Olam should save us from your rationale. In other words, the halachas of Dalet Vehei, and the basic chiyuv of shechita of whether you're chayiv for shechting it, they're not necessarily tully in one another. So in other words, even though I am not kone the object for the purpose of absolving myself of the payment of Dalet Vehei, maybe it's enough of a change that I have a taina. Why should I pay you the value of the animal as it stands now? I should pay you the value of the animal as it stood when I stole. Okay, so now says the Gemara Vayter. So Maskev lo Rav Zeira v'nignino b'shine Hashem. Forget about when you measure the payment. Why aren't you koneh the animal with shine Hashem? Because before it was called a tle, now it's called an ayil. Or before it was called an egel, now it's called a shor. It's a different thing. So I'm a Rava. So says Rava. The reason that you're not kone is because there is no shinui Hashem. Why? Shor ben yomo kari shor, because a shor, even if it's a day old, is still called a shor. Ayil ben yomo kari ayil. In a ram that's one day old, even though it's only one day old, is still called an ayil. Shor ben yomo kari shor. We see that a shor ben yomo is kari shor dechsiv. Shor o kesev o eiz ki valeid. So we're talking about an animal that's born. It's a really newborn animal, yet the pasuk calls it shor o kesev o eiz. So ayil ben yomo kari ayil, and an ayil that's even a day old is called an ayil dechsiv ve'elei tzoncha lo achalti. This is what Yaakov Avinu said to Lavan, and he said that Eile Tzoncha, that the rams of your tzon lo achalti, and they were newborn. So Eilim, Ayolim hu de lo achal, kvasim achal. So do you want to interpret this that when Yaakov Avinu told Lavan that he didn't consume any of the Ayolim, that he didn't consume any of the rams, should we be medayik in what Yaakov Avinu was saying, that, oh, I didn't consume any of the lambs, he's saying to Lavan, any of the rams, he's saying to Lavan, but I did eat the kvasim? Is that what he's saying? Possibly no. So Ella Lav Shmamina Ayel Ben Yomo Kari Ayel. So we see that even an Ayel Ben Yomo is Kari Ayel because the Mefarshim explained that there's no way to interpret Yaakov Avinu as purposely misleading Lavan and trying to trick him in to use of verbiage and saying, oh, I never stole a ram, but I stole a lamb. Now, Yaakov Avinu wouldn't play like that. He was an Ishtam. So when he was saying, I never stole a ram, he meant I never stole anything, even if it's only a day old, because Ayel Ben Yomo Nikra Kari Ayel. Says the Gemara, but mikol makom kasha. But still there's a kasha. In other words, if a shinui is kone, why are you chayev on tashlume dalet vehei? So Amar Rav Sheshes hamani beishamahi. So in other words, we said there's a shinui because right now it's a different animal. So the Gemara now came back and said, forget about the fact that it's a different animal and right now it's a mature animal and when you stole it was a baby animal. It's called a different thing. And the Gemara says, no, it's not really called a different thing because even when it was a baby, it was called the name that it's ultimately going to be called when it's a big animal. But the Gemara comes back now and says, well, the fact is, you stole a baby animal. Now it's a mature animal. That's different. So the shinui should be kone. So mikol makom kasha. So Amrav Sheisha. So mani beishamayi. Damri shinu b'mkomo medes v'lokani. Beishamay shita happens to be that you are not kone with a shinui. The Tanya, because we learn the following brisa regarding esnan zona, regarding the payment for a zona, and the halacha is that if a zona receives payment for her znus services, she is not allowed to. She is not allowed to use that thing and dedicate it as a korban. So we say the following: Nasan la besnan achitin. Let's say if you pay the zona with chitin, you pay her with wheat. V'yasan solas, and she turns it into flour. Zesim, you pay her with olives. V'yasan shemen, she turns it into oil. Anovin v'yasan yain, you pay her with grapes, she turns it into wine. Tani chada asur. One man diyamar says it's asur to be used for nesachim, or asur to be used on the mizbeach. V'tani chada mutter, and another man diyamar says it's mutter. V'amar of Yosef, tani giryon de me aspork, that giryon me aspork says that beishamay osrim, beishamay is a man diyamar who says that it's asur. Beis Hillel matirim. Beis Hillel's Aman Amor says it's mutter. My time at the Beis Shammai. Why does Beis Shammai say that it's also d'chsev gam lerabos shinuyeim? Because the pasuk says l'savi esnad zona mechir kela beis Hashem alokecha l'chol neder kitov as Hashem alokecha gam shnehem. So the word gam is lerabos shinuyeim. That even if you undergo, even if you facilitate a shinui in the thing that you originally got as the esnan zona, still that thing is also to be brought on the mizbeach. Ubeis Hillel heim velo shinuyeim. And Beis Hillel is darshan's not the word gam and say that gam velo shinuyeim, but he darshan's in the pasuk heim velo shinuyeim, that you're only not allowed to bring the thing, but you're allowed to bring the shinui. Ubeis Shammai, and Beis Shammai says, flipping over to Samach Vavam and Aleph, heim velo vlodoseim. That haim comes to that haim indicates that you're allowed to bring a shinui, because according to Beis Shammai the shinui is not effective. What haim is telling us is that it's haim v'lov lo doseim, that you're not allowed to bring the thing as a carbon, but you're allowed to bring any offspring of the thing as a carbon. If there are any vlodos of the thing, then you're allowed to bring it as a carbon. So Beis Hillel tarti shamet minei. And Beis Hillel says that from the word heim we learn two things: heim v'lo shinuyeim, that the iser of bringing the esnan zona, or of using what you received as the esnan zona on the mizbeach, excludes two things. Number one, it excludes heim v'lo shinuyeim, that it applies only to the base object but not to any shinuy of the object. Heim v'lo vlodoseim, and it applies only to the base object and not to any vlodos of the object. Tosfos here is bothered why it's more mistaber to aser anything that underwent a change more than it would be to aser vlados, because it seems that everybody agrees that vlados are mutter, except they argue as to whether a shinui is going to be mutter. So Tosfos is bothered why, based on other Gemaras, does the Gemara assume that it's more likely to aser a change in the object than it would be to aser vlados. So says the Gemara Vayter, three lines down in the Amud. So Beis Hillel, Hoksiv Gam. So by Beis Hillel, it also says Gam at the end of the pasuk. So again, Beis Shammai uses the word Gam to darshan Gam v'Gam Shinuyeim. What does Beis Hillel do with that? If Beis Hillel says that Shinuyim are mutter, so Gam leBeis Hillel Kasha. So you're right. So Gam, according to Beis Hillel, is a Kasha. We don't know how we would interpret that word in the pasuk. So says the Gemara, but ad kan lo pligi ela de mar sover shinu kone, mar sover ain't shinu kone. So up until now, we only have a machlokes that one man the Amar. In other words, Beis Shammai says that shinui is not kone, and Beis Hillel says that shinui is kone. Aval inyan shlume, however, according to the inyan of tashlumen, kuli alma kedemei kar mishalim. Everybody would agree that when you make the payment, even if there was a shinui, you make the payment in accordance with the value at the beginning. So diktani mishalim tashlume kefel v'tashlume arba v'chamisha ke'ein shaganav. That we had seen a machlokas whether you have to pay dalvehei at all when there's a shinui. But even the Mount Hermon said that you do pay dalvehei, says that you pay dalvehei at the time ke'ein shaganav. We saw yesterday that you pay keren ke'ein shaganav, but you pay kefil and dalvehei at kashas hamada bedin. So how can you tell me now that you're paying dalvehei ke'ein shaganav? So says the Gemara, Lema Tavei Tufta Derav. Is this Akasha on Rav? The Amar Rav, Karen Kain Shagana Mashalim Teshlume Kefel, Teshlume Dalve, Kishasa Mada Bedin. That Rav had said that Karen is Kain Shagana. However, Kefel and Teshlume Dalad Vachamisha are paid Kishasa Mada Bedin. So this should be Akasha. So Amar Rava, Tlaim Kedimei Kara. Well, it depends what you're paying with. So, if you're paying, this is what we had alluded to earlier. If you're paying with tloim, if you stole a tleh, and now you're paying the dalad v'hei fine in the form of a tleh, or in the form of five tloim, or four additional tloim, then you pay kedemei kara. Then you pay as it was in the beginning. In other words, you only have to reimburse a tleh and not an ayil, and not an ayil. So damim kishal achshav. However, if you're paying money, then you have to pay money in accordance with the value of the object right now. Why should I distinguish between whether I'm paying back in kind or whether I'm paying back in money? So Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz explains over here that by dalav hay, the Torah says that you are mashalem tachas haseh o tachas hashor, which is mashma that you're mashalem kein shegneva, because it's mashma that you literally have to only pay a 4 or 5 times payment instead of or in lieu of that which you stole. So if you're paying it back in kind, so if you're actually reimbursing a matleh, then we default to what the pasuk says of tachas hatleh. Tachas haseh u tachas hashor, literally what you stole, you have to pay back. However, if you're paying money, then the drusha of Rav kicks in. What was the drusha of Rav? It said, Achiu l'keren kein shaganav, that for keren purposes, we revive the value as it existed at the time of the gneva. For every other purpose, however, we are going to utilize the value as it exists today. So that's why it's a special diuk in the pasuk of tachas hashor, tachas haseh. That's how we learn that if you're paying back in kind, you use the original value, but otherwise, you're using the value as it exists today. So to sum up, we ask, is there a kasha on Rav? We said, no, there is no kasha on Rav, because when Rav said that you measure dalav hay from now, that's when you're paying in money. The Braisa, when we said that to the extent shinui is not kone, you pay dalav hay according to the value of when you stole, that's if you pay the dalav hay in the form of the animal itself. So it says the Gemara now weiter. So Amar Rava, Shinui Kone, from the fact that Shinui is Kone, Ksiva Batnina, we see it in a pasuk and we learn it in a Braisa. Ksiva, it's written in a pasuk, Veishav Esa Gzela Asher Gazal, that you have to return the Gzela that you stole. So Matam Alomar Asher Gazal, what does it mean Asher Gazal? If it's Veishav Esa Gzela, that you have to return the stolen object, I know that it's a Gazal. How did it get into your hands? It got into your hands because you stole it. So Matam Alomar Asher Gazal, Sa'im Ke'en Shagazal Yachzir, if you're returning it ke'ein shagazal, then you could just return the object. In other words, the inyan is, the mitzvah is v'heishav esagzela. So if the object is still extant, then you return the object. V'im lav damim bi'alma. And if the object no longer exists, then you have to reimburse the nignav, you have to reimburse the victim for the value of the object that you stole. Damim bi'alma boy lishlumi, that you only have to pay him money. Tanina. And that's how we learn that shinui is kone, right? Because if the object is in existence without shinui, then you have to return the object. If the object underwent a shinui, if the object has undergone a shinui, then you don't have to pay back the object, but you only pay back the value of what you stole. So that's how we see that shinui is kone. Tanina, from a diak and a pasuk. Tanina, we have it in a braisa. Hagozal eitzim v'yaso kelim, if you steal wood and you turn it into a cleat. Semra v'yaso begonim, if you steal wool and you turn it into a beged, you turn it into an article of clothing, then mishalem kishas hagzela, then you pay kishas hagzela. However, you don't have to pay back the actual object, because over here you stole wood, you made it into a kli, you stole wool, you made it into a beged, the thing has undergone a shinui, therefore you don't have to return the original thing, you only have to reimburse him for the amount of money. So inami, another brisa, and this brisa is another raya, it's a raya about reishis hagez. And Reishis Hagez, the first shearing of a sheep, just like Bikurim, you're chayev to give the Reishis Hagez to a Kohen. So, lo hispik litno lo achet savo. So, if you didn't have the opportunity to give the Reishis Hagez to a Kohen until you dyed the wool, then putter, then you're going to be putter. So, in other words, if you already dyed the Reishis Hagez, then you're putter from giving it to a Kohen. Rashi over here says, putter, Rashi over here, achet sova putter, mereishis Hagez, the kniya b'shinui, that you were konet with a shinui, bafilu damim lamashan, you don't even have to pay the value of money. What? I thought that if something doesn't undergo a shinui, then you have to give back the thing, but if something does undergo a shinui, then you have to pay money. If Reishis Hagez, if you're mechuyev to give it to a Kohen, so the kasha is, why don't you have to give him then the value of the wool? So says Rashi, Dein Kohen Yachal Azmino Bedin, because there is no Kohen who can give a taina in Beis Din, the Yachal Omer La'acharet Nenu, because he could say, who says I was going to give it to you, Kohen? I could give it to any Kohen. Maybe I was going to give it to somebody else. However, if it's before you dyed the wool, then any kohen who could have been zoche, any kohen who wanted could have grabbed it and could have been zoche. But if it's after you dyed the wool, then no individual kohen has a claim. But what do we see? So the bottom line for our purposes is we see lo ispik litno lo achetzovo potter. If you dyed the wool before a kohen had the opportunity to grab it, or before you gave it to a kohen, you're going to be potter. Why? Because it's no longer considered reishis hagez. Alma shinui kone, because shinui is kone. Now the Gemara is going to switch gears. Yish, what about yish? So yish is, let's say something is stolen from you, and let's say the baal's miyayesh, he gives up hope. He gives up hope. He's in despair that he's never going to see the object again. So yish is some formulation of, you know, vay, that I'm never going to see this object again. So, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. Never going to see it again. So he gives up all hope. So yish, amri rabbanan v'nikni. So definitely it's kone medrabanan. Yish is kone medrabanan. Miyu lo yadanan idaraisa idrabanan. So I don't know, however, whether yish is kone on a doraisa level. So ida raisa mididavi amotzi aveda. So if it's daraisa, if yish is kone midaraisa, then it would be like motzi aveda. And motzi aveda, how is a motzi aveda kone? So motzi aveda lav kiban to miyayesh moramine mikame desite liyode konile hainami kiban to miyayesh mara konile. So alma koni, maybe you're kone on a daraisa level, because why do we know? When do we know that midaraisa yish definitely works? That's when motzei aveda. If a person finds a lost object, there's a mitzvah of hashavas aveda. If the baal's miyayesh, if the owner of the lost object is miyayesh, then the finder of the object no longer has to return the object. So we see by motzei aveda yish is kone. The question is, what if I stole something from you and then you're miyayesh that you're never going to get it back? Am I then kone it with your yish? So some say maybe there's a tzad to say that just like you are kone with yish in the case of motzi aveda, so too I'm kone with yish in the case of geneva, odilma, and therefore yish is kone even on the deraisa level, odilma, or says the Gemara, perhaps, lo dami la aveda. It's not like an aveda. Why? Aveda hu dechiyasa liyade beteirasa liyade. By the aveira, when it came into his hands, it came into his hands beheter avol hai given to be sura soy liyade midrabanan hu diamer rabanan nickname ibnei takanas hashavim. However, over here, because it came into his hands beiser, because he stole it, maybe yish is only going to be kone midrabanan. That midrabanan, because of takanas hashavim, we say, in other words, takanas hashavim means that there's a mitzvah of heshev esagzela. But we don't want to make that mitzvah very hard to fulfill, because if we make the mitzvah too hard to fulfill, nobody's going to fulfill it. They're not going to return the lost object, the stolen object, rather. So we say, you know what, we'll go easy on you. If you've already gotten used to this object, and the baal was misyayesh, then maybe instead of paying back the actual object, we'll let you pay back just the value of what you stole. You certainly have to pay something, because you're a ganav. The question is, do you have to pay the object, or can you pay the value? So maybe because of takanas hashavim, we go easy on him and we let him pay the value. Rav Yosef amar yish ain't a kone v'afilu midrabanan. And Rav Yosef says, no, yish is not kone by gneva, even midrabanan. It's kone by motzei aveda because it came into your rishos beheter. Over here, if it came into your rishos beiser, yish is not kone either on a deraisa level or even on a drabanan level. All right, so says the Gemara Vayter now. Two lines up. So Eisvei Rav Yosef l'Rabba. So Rav Yosef asks the Kasha Amrava, Gozal chametz v'avra lava pesach. If a guy steals chametz and then pesach comes. So Amar lo, so the ganav can say, Harei shalcha lefanecha. So behold, here's your object, and after Pesach he could say, here, I'm giving you your chametz back. Why? Because the Rashi says this is a hezek she'ena nikar, because right now it's a chametz sharlova Pesach. Right now it's worth nothing, but even though it's worth nothing, you're still allowed to fulfill the mitzvah of heshev hazagzela by giving the object back, because the hezek that you caused, the fact that it's now chametz sharlova Pesach, is not nikar. It's not nikar in the physical nature of the object. So v'hai kivan d'mata idan Isura vada miyayesh. However, over here, because once the iser of achilas chametz came around on erev Pesach, certainly the owner was miyayesh that he was ever going to get it back. Either it was a miyayesh because he knew that now was aser bana and he had no purpose in getting it back, or he was miyayesh because he figured this ganav, he's not obviously the frumest guy in the world because he stole, but But who says that he's going to violate an Isser Kares and that he's going to keep chametz in his property? So he probably burnt the chametz. So that's why he's Messiah-ish, because he thinks that the chametz is already destroyed. Now, Visal Kadaitach Yish Kona, and if you want to say that Yish is Kona, my Omer lo Areshel Chalafanecha, why does he say Areshel Chalafanecha? Damimalia boy Shlumele, he should have to pay him good money, he should have to pay him in 100 cent dollars. Because the owner was Misyayesh, and if the owner was Misyayesh, you should be Kona, he should have been Kona the Chametz, and when the Ganav is Kona, the thing that he stole, he doesn't return the thing, he doesn't return the item, he returns the monetary value of the item. So over here, the Ganav should have returned the monetary value of the item. So Merlei, Saki Kamino Ana, Zemis Yayish Vizero Teliknos. Wait, when is Yish Kone so that the Ganav doesn't have to return the actual object? It's only when the owner is Mesiyayish and the Ganav wants to be Kone it. Hi, Zemis Yayish Vizero Teliknos. However, over here in this case, the Ganav is, the victim rather is Mesiyayish, but the Ganav doesn't want to be Kone. Because the Ganav doesn't want to be over, you know, violate Chametz Shavah of a Pesach. So when the Ganav doesn't want to be Koneh, then certainly Yish is not Koneh. The Ksos brings a raya from here that Yish doesn't have the power. Yish alone doesn't have the power to be Motzi Mershos Bailim. What Yish does is Yish has the power to render the object to susceptible to being acquired from somebody else. So Yish basically relinquishes all of the owner's rights in the object, doesn't actually push it to anybody else. It could only go to somebody else if somebody else wants to come take it. And over here, the Ganav doesn't want to come take it. So in a chanami, Yish might ordinarily be Kona. Why isn't Yish Kona here? Because over here you have the Bailam who's Mesiyayesh, but you don't have an owner who wants to be Kona the object. So Esve Abaya la Rabba. So Abaya now asks Akasha to Rabba. Karbano, it says Karbano. It says Karbano, and this is in the Pasuk of Im Ola Karbano, Min Abakar, Zachar, Tamim, Yakriveno, Pesach, Ol Moed, Yakri, Vosel, So No, Levnei Hashem. So it says Karbano, Velo Agazel, not a stolen animal. Hey, Kedami, so what kind of stolen animal are we talking about here? Ilema, Levnei Yish, if you want to say that I stole an animal and before the Baal was Mesiyayesh, I can't use that animal as a Karban, Lamali Krop, Shita, why do I need a Pasuk to teach me that I'm not allowed to use a stolen animal as a Karban? It's not mine. How could I bring in a Karban that's not mine? Elalav, Leachar Yish. Elamai, it's talking about even after Yish, that even after the owner of the animal was Mesiyayish, I'm still not allowed to use that animal and bring it as a karban. Shmamino, Yish lo kani. So what we see is Yish is not Kone, because if Yish was Kone, it should be my animal. If it's my animal, I should be permitted to bring it as a karban. So Amarle Rava, says Rava, Tameich, Hadatanya, but according to you, that which it says in the Braisa, Mishkavo, it says Lagabe Zav, it says the Zav is Betame Mishkavo, anything that he sits on or anything that he lies on, below a guzzle, and not a stolen couch. Say chidami. So what does this mean? Well, what's this case talking about? Ilema de guzzle emrav avid mishkav. If the guy stole wool and then fabricated a couch, so mikol amandi amar shinui maisalo kana. Not only is that a shinui, that's a real shinui. What do I mean, a real shinui? Shinui maisa. You did something to that object that caused you to be kone it. So is there a man the Amor who says that shinui maisa is not kone? No, everybody says shinui maisa is kone. Elamai is lechal meimar de gazal mishkav de chavre. So Elamai, we're talking about where he stole a couch of his friend, and we say mishkavo velo agazal. Hachanami de gazal karban mechavre. Also over here, we're talking where he stole a karban from his friend. In other words, not where he stole an animal from his friend, and then he decides to consecrate it as a karban. His friend decided to consecrate the animal as a karban, and then after the animal was set aside as a karban, after the animal was designated as a karban, the guy stole that karban and then tries to bring it for himself. So the chiddush of this braisa is that it's not ola l'ratzon at all. Rashi explains the chiddush is that it's not ola l'ratzon at all, not only not for the ganav, but not even for the original owner. Even though Yish is not Kone, even though Yish may not be Kone, forget about Yish, even though it was already a karban when it was stolen, if the guy later brings it, it's such an abomination that it's a stolen object brought on the Mizbeach. It's not Ola L'Ratzon for the Ganav, because it's not his, and it's not even Ola L'Ratzon for the original Bile. For the original Bile. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter. So ask Abaya on Rav Yosef. So Oros Shal Balabayas, if you have Oros of If you have oros, if you have hides of a balabayas, and the general halacha that we have to bear in mind here when we learn this sugya is that only kalim are makabel tuma. Only things which are complete kalim are makabel tuma. A raw hide is not a kli, and therefore it's not going to be makabel tuma. Now, if you have, let's say, a balabayas, then machshava mitamasan, then his machshava is going to be mitamet. What does it mean, his machshava? So Rashi says, the kanenu biyish, the chsavar, Stam Geneva Yirsh Bailamhi Dloyada, I'm sorry, Machshava Metamas, I'm wrong, Rashi. So Balabayas ain't also the Mokhran. The Balabayas isn't usually going to sell the hide. The Osa Meyamatos Udulovkos Vikatavlos. And he will only make something out of the hide that's very easy to make. In other words, he might fashion the hide into a rug or into a blanket or into a tray. So if the guy has a hide, and he then has in mind, he has a machshava that he's going to use the hide as a rug, and right now it's fit to be a rug, that machshava that the guy has, that he's now going to use it as a rug, and it's no longer a chisaron, it's no longer lacking any work or any fabrication, that's enough to make him chayev. Or not chayev, that's enough to make it mekabel tumah. So that's what we mean when we say machshava metamasan, because it's not the derech of a balabayis to fashion stuff into kalim. The shel avdan, however, if it's an actual worker, if it's a hide worker, ain machshava metamasan, then his machshava is not going to be metamet. Why? Says Rashi, ha'osoy limkar, if he's an avdan who usually sells these objects, ain machshavaso metamaso, the avid demimlech umazbin valokeach yasem emenolim v'adayin lo nigmar malachtan lakach. Why? Because again, we said that something is only mekabel tuma when it's a kli, when it's in its final state. The hide worker, the guy who runs a store, even if he has a nice piece of leather and he says, you know what, I'm going to use this as a rug, I'm going to use it as a tray, because he runs a store, if somebody else comes and wants to buy the leather and turn it into shoes, he's going to sell it. And if the leather is going to be turned into shoes, it comes out that this machshava was not the final stage in the preparatory process, because now they have to be made into shoes. So, and therefore, he's going to change his mind, and it's ultimately going to be made into a kli, and therefore, by a worker, by a professional, the machshava alone is not metame. It does not cause it susceptible. It does not render it susceptible to tuma. Shalganav machshava metamasan. However, shalganav, his machshava is metame. And Rashi says over here, dekaninu biyish. He's kone with yish bailim. Dechsavar stam gneva yish bailim. Idleyada lamantavo. Because stam gneva is yish bailim. Because, remember, the difference between a ganav and a gazlan is that a ganav sneaks in surreptitiously and steals something. A gazlan is more brazen. He just walks up to the guy and he holds him up. So by a ganav, you don't know who it is. You don't know who perpetrated the theft. And therefore, there is no way to get back the object, so the owner would think, and therefore he's misyayesh. However, if it's shel gazlan, ein machshava metamasan, shel gazlan, the machshava of a gazlan is not going to render the item susceptible to becoming tameh, because the gazlan is not kone with yish, and therefore it's not his. So Rav Shimon omar chilaf advarim. Rav Shimon says, no, it's just the opposite. Shel gazlan machshava metamasan, that by a gazlan, the machshava is going to be metameh, because it is considered, because the bailim over there is misyayesh, because even though he knows who it is, by a gazlan, the gazlan was so brazen that he walked over and literally held him up, the guy loses all hope that he's actually going to get it back. V'shal ganav e machshava metamasan, it's by a ganav where the machshava is not metame. Why? Because the machshava of the ganav is worthless, because there was never a year, so it was never his, that his machshava should be meaningful in any respect, because by a ganav, even though you don't know who it is, you figure maybe I'll find out who it is, but I do think that when I find out who it is, or if I could figure out who it is, I'll get it back, because this guy is really more of a sneaky thief. He's not such a brazen thief. Because the bailim was not misyayish, v'shmamina, but what do we see from here? Whether it's the gazlan who's able to make it susceptible to tumah with a machshava, or whether it's a ganav who's able to render it susceptible to tumah with a machshava, whichever one is misyayish, or whichever one we have yish by, it works. V'shmamina yish kana. Samarlei. So he says, "Hachabah mayaskina kagon shekitzan." Over here, we're talking about where the ganav or the gazlan actually trimmed the hide in order to make it into the object, and that is a shini maisa. That's why. So the shini maisa is going to be kone. the yish itself is not going to be kona. Tosos over here says kagon shekitzon umoel imayish, and this kitzon, this trimming, works with yish. Aval chudei lo kani d'lav shini maisahu. Tosfa says it is a shini maisa, but it's not a shini maisa. A real shini maisa is when there's a profound change. This trimming, it's a weak shini maisa, therefore it works only in conjunction with the yish. Says the Gemara Vayter, Maskefla Rabba Baruch Hanan, Velo Itzva Shanukan, but over here we're talking about a tray. The Itzva ain't Tzricha Kitzua, and a tray, if you're going to fashion a hide into a tray, it doesn't require any trimming. So how can you tell me that the only reason that the guy's kona here is because there was a Shini Maisa? In order to make it into a tray, you don't need a Shini Maisa. So then we would come back to the fact that he should be kona through Yish. So says the Gemara, Zitan Kamalkam Shein Chisar Malacha Machshava Matamasan, that so long as there is no Chisar Malacha, then the Machshava alone is enough to render it susceptible to Tumah. Yesh Chisar Malacha. If there is a chesar malacha, then the machshava is not metame it, chutz min itzva, except for an itzva, except for a tray, where machshava is metame the itzva, even though it's chesar malacha, because it doesn't really need kitsua. In other words, even though usually people do trim it, it doesn't have to be trimmed. The trimming is not mandatory. So if the trimming is not mandatory, if the trimming is not mandatory, how could you say that you're kona with a shini maisa and not yeish? Selam arava hamilsa kashi be rabba la Rav Yosef esrim v'tartin shnin. This caused Rav Yosef difficulty for 22 years. V'lo aparka, he didn't know the answer. Ad yosef Rav Yosef pereisha aparka, until Rav Yosef was made the Rosh Hashiva, until he was designated the Rosh Hashiva, and then he was able to answer the question. So before we get to what the actual answer was over here, Rav Yaakov Emden explains that after Rav Yosef was the Rosh Hashiva, he had a siyata d'shmaya, and therefore it was possible that because from now on all of his learning would be lishma, he wouldn't have to learn in order to be designated as the Rosh Hashiva, and that's why he was able to have this clarity of thought and was able to realize the answer. Also, it's interesting, right? That they were arguing about shinui, and over here all he had was a shinui Hashem. He was the same guy before he was appointed to be the Rosh Hashiva as he was after he was appointed to be the Rosh Hashiva. But he felt that this shinui, even though it was only a shinui in his title, was significant, because before, for 22 years, he was bothered. He didn't know the answer. Now he actually knew the answer. So he said, shinui Hashem, kishini maisa dummy. That shinui Hashem is like a shinui maisa. Shashinui maisa maitaima hasame kara eitzim hashtakelim. Why does a shinui maisa work? Why does a shinui maisa work to affect a kinyan? Because before, what you stole was eitzim, and now what you have is kalim. So shinui Hashem nami. So also by shinui Hashem, Meikara Karele Mishcha, before they called it a hide, Vahashta Avarzin, and now they actually call it a tray. Tosfos over here says you have to be careful. Shini Hashem is Kishini Maisa, and that it affects the difference. But last Tosfos on the page, Lav Kishini Maisa Mamish. It's not really like Kishini Maisa. The Shini Maisa Luchude Kani, because Shini Maisa itself is Kone. L'kaman Gabe Gana V'tava Chuba Acher V'Gunva D'Parach V'Shini Maisa Miikal Amandi Amar D'Lo Kani. Avo Shini Hashem Greida Lo Kani Le Blo Yish O Shini Maisa. However, Shini Hashem, what we're saying is, even though it's significant, Shini Hashem only affects a kinyan in conjunction with yish. Standing alone, shini Hashem doesn't affect a kinyan. Shini maisa is a super shinoi, and therefore it affects a kinyan even when it's not accompanied by yish. Says the Gemara of Arei Marish, what about the case of a beam? The Ika Shini Hashem, where there is a Shini Hashem, the Meikara Kishura, because a beam that's built into a house, before it's called a cross beam, Vahashta Tulala, and now it's called a ceiling. V'tanan ala Marish Agazol Shebeno Bebira, we say on a Marish Agazol, on a beam that you stole, that you incorporate into a tower or into a palace, Shenotel Domov, that you only have to pay back the monetary value of the beam, Imnei Takanas Hashavim, only because of Takanas Hashavim, because we want people to fulfill the mitzvah of Eishavas like Zela. If we said the only way to fulfill the mitzvah was to rip apart your entire house and take the beam and pay it back, you're never going to do it. So we say, okay, you don't have to do that. Just return the value of the object. So it's mashma mnei takanas hashavim. It's mashma only that because of takanas hashavim that we allow you to pay the monetary value. Halav hachi adar be'enei. However, were it not for takanas hashavim, you would have to pay back the object itself. Why there's a shinui. Before it was a cross beam, now it's a ceiling. I thought shinui hashem is kone. Says the Gemara. Am Rav Yosef marish shmo alav. No, it's always called a cross beam, meaning that over here there wasn't even a shinui hashem at all. Why? Titania tzlos habayis. What are tzlos habayis? Elo hamelatatin. These are the casings. Ovim elo amarishos, and ovim are the marishos. They're the cross beams. Rav Zera Amar, and so we see that we call them cross beams even when they're in the house. So there has not been a shinui hashem. Rav Zera Amar shinui achozer lebriyoso b'shinui hashem lo ave shinui. A reversible shinui by shinui hashem is not considered to be a shinui, and this is reversible because if you ever were to deconstruct the house and you pulled out the beam, it would once again be called a cross beam. It wouldn't be called a ceiling. Therefore, this type of shinui hashem is not going to be kone even in conjunction with yish. Therefore, the only reason that you don't have to return the object is because of takanas hashavin. So Rabbi Leibowitz will pick up from here, God willing, tomorrow.